You're a member of Native Language Project?
Yeah, I'm leader of the Czech Native Language Project and member of several other projects where I help. For example, Slovak, because Slovak is really close to our language, so I'm working also for Slovak teams and for other people.
And we've seen quite a few achievements from you in the projects of building localized versions and setting up infrastructure. Can you tell us more about the whole setup?
Yeah, I'm building.
The history.
Yeah, I'm building. Well, the history first.
And can you please speak up a bit?
Yeah, okay. In the past, we have tried to localize. We have to provide localized office for Czech users. In the past, there was no openoffice.org, so the company that I worked before was working on localizing Star Office, and it was, of course, we have to localize commercial product that you do not have sources, but we have achieved that. And when openoffice.org was published, we immediately switched to it, and it was my goal to build it. It was terrible. There was no documentation. You had to use old libraries, old compilers, and so on. And I realized that it's pretty hard for other teams to do that as well. So I have decided to collect machines and knowledge to my build system and to provide the build system for other languages, so they do not have to code the same way we went.
So currently, you're building all the Native language project that Sun is providing?
Well, I'm building 34 languages right now, and some of them are already provided by Sun. For example, English US, of course, because this is the place where we compare our build system and our patches with Sun patches. And we show them that we have this fixed, so we use it as a QA build for them. So we also built English US and of course German and Italian, because these communities want to have additional changes in their incorporated.
So, like what?
For example, dictionaries. OpenOffice.org project as a source project has the LGPL license right now. So if they have a GPL license dictionary, they can't include it in the source code. But there is no problem to include it in the binary builds, because you do not link with that code. You only use that data. So it's no problem. Yeah.
And
we are trying several changes for them, but they can't try them in the official source, because they are testing stuff only.
And what are the biggest drawbacks of the current system?
Well, time, because we have slow machines. For example, on Windows, our full build for 34 languages is 30 hours. So if there is a problem, we have lost 2 days, effectively, because we have to sleep, of course.
And so what are the plans for the future for the build infrastructure?
For the future, well, I'm optimizing the build system for other operating systems. So right now we support Microsoft Windows, Jim Linux, Solaris on Spark, and Mac OS X. We plan to add support for Solaris on Intel platform, because this is the platform that Sun is already building for. Well, but we need, of course, machine and administrator, because we do not have ability to host many machines. For example, the Linux machine is in my home, and Windows machine is managed by Faculty of Informatics in Czech Republic, and Mac OS X machine is managed by Open Source Alliance in Czech Republic, and so on. I use Gin Linux machine because it is the most fastest machine, and building on Gin Linux is the fastest.
And so, for example, how much new hardware would you need besides Infinity to help you provide reasonable and faster updates of the build system?
Well, I only need time. Well, there are several people already that are helping me to, for example, to provide better Windows support for Worker and other people. In fact, there are many people from other native language teams that help me to extend the build system. So I'm very happy to accept patches, of course.
So where does this build system, where can one find it?
Well, my build system is on FTP Linux CZ server, because this is also the machine managed by Faculty of Informatics in Czech Republic, and it is connected to Verifast network, so we use it as a public place for both my build system and also the builds, also for GSI files from translators and so on.
Are you also working on the tools that help translators?
Yes, in the past, in 1.1 version, we had the process of localizing 1.1 was really terrific. It was a real nightmare to do localization in the past. And during the development cycle of 2.0, we have together with some colleagues with Ivo and other people, Aiken and so on, we worked on providing better tools. And I think right now we are almost done. But of course we can provide more tools. And we are right now we are discussing with some globalization people to provide even better mechanisms to translation.
So how will the translation look like in the next year? What tools will the summer bring?
Well, in the future, you can choose the tools. In fact, there are different people and different needs. For example, I come from open source and free software community, and I'm used to use my PO editor, which is actually Emacs, and other people use KBabel. This is one kind of people. Another people want web-based translations, and we are working on providing the infrastructure for them. So in the future, you can choose PO files, you can choose XLIF editors and so on.
Right, thank you. Is there anything you would like to add?
Well, if you have any question, do not hesitate to ask on the mailing list. We have many mailing lists, and if you do not know what mailing list you should use, just use dev@openoffice.org, and people will redirect you. Do not hesitate to ask. This is the main problem of the community. People are working on something, and if they have problem, they do not want to ask because, well, it's English. But you are translating from English to your language, so you have to at least partially understand English. So just ask. There's no problem with asking. We will answer you, of course.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.